The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Are you one of those people who still has to get the last few bits for Christmas and buy those last minute presents? Well, if you are, we have some ideas from Jo Linnan, who's a climate journalist and a futurologist, I suppose, who's going to talk to us about sustainable gifts. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So, small things. It could be a stocking filler. It could be a deliberate gift. So what are you suggesting?
Yeah, there's loads of things you can get. And again, what I would preface everything by saying is please get out and go into your local village or your local town and go into the local shops and support them. They really
That's
need
the
support.
That's the most sustainable thing you can do.
It really, really is. Going in and chatting to people and picking up something locally. Beyond that, then, there's loads of really good things you could do. So if you're buying for a fashion lover, the number one gift that I would suggest is get them a clothing shaver. So if you have gorgeous jumpers at home that have those, you know, those little balls that gather, this clothing shaver is amazing. I actually was going to bring it to show to you, but my mom took it and I haven't gotten it back. It's so, so good.
So it adds new life, really, to a sweater that's looking a bit tired.
Yes, and it's a tiny little device. It's battery operated. It collects all the fluff inside so you can empty it. You can get it from Slow Street, which is a great sustainable shop in Blackrock, but they have an online store too. Really, really great present for a fashion lover.
Okay, so Slow Street for our nationwide listeners online. What's a guppy friend?
A guppy friend, yes. If you've someone who maybe is getting into sustainability and they've heard the horrific statistic that one third of all microplastics in the ocean come from us washing our clothes, because of course most of our clothing is made from plastic, you can get this thing called a guppy friend. Pat, if I was to bring one in, it just looks like a tiny little bag and it goes into your washing machine. What it does is it collects all of those stray fibres and it stops those fibres from going back into the waterways. So it's a very discreet device. It's not very expensive. You can pop it in. It won't make a bit of a difference to your wash, but it'll be doing a lot of work.
Now, why should I use Dr. Bronner's soap?
This is a great one. I think if maybe someone's moved into a new house and they just need it kind of all purpose, this is fantastic. Dr. Bronner's, it comes in a bottle. It's one of those products that does literally everything. You can, you know, wash your clothes if they have a stain. I'm always talking about just doing spot cleaning, very gently cleaning. You can use it to do your laundry. I use it in my laundry. Actually, it's very, very gentle, natural cleaner. You can use it to wash the dog. You can do aromatherapy with it.
You can brush your teeth with it.
You can brush your teeth with it if you're stuck. It's an amazing natural product that it has been used for generations.
And is it a bar or flakes or what is it?
It's a liquid in a bottle and there's all different scents and fragrances. I think there's a great peppermint one. There's a selection of them that you can look at, but you'll find them in Dunn stores, you'll find them in health food shops. An amazing all-purpose present, great stocking filler.
And if you don't have a lot of space, one container of Dr. Bronner's and you're done for your floor, your teeth, your face, your hair, the lot.
It's brilliant.
Now, for people who are into makeup and beauty, any recommendations for sustainability?
Yes, I know she was on yesterday, Sculpted by Amy. I'm obsessed. Yeah. She is such an amazing businesswoman and all of her products are cruelty-free. She has a recycling program. The products are fantastic. So if you want to buy something for a makeup lover, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Then if you're into someone who's really into tanning, Tan Organic is another female-founded Irish company, vegan, cruelty-free. They pull plastic from the oceans. They do refillable products. The products are stunning and a great stocking filler for someone who maybe is social and likes going out and wants to tan.
Okay, what about something for the home?
There's loads of things for the home. My absolute top of my wish list, and if Santi's listening, this is what I want. There's a great, again, female-founded company from Cork called Conscious Convert. They make the most luxurious, beautiful, natural bedding. And everything is GOTS certified, which is the highest certification when it comes to fabrics. So completely toxin free. She does beautiful linens, cottons. Again, if someone's moved into a house or maybe someone is a homebody or you just don't know what to get them, even getting them a set of their pillowcases is such a gorgeous gift.
Now, lots of people like to have and to buy and give presents of candles, but often they are petroleum based.
They really are. And that's the thing. I think people end up paying a lot for them. And then they're wondering, first of all, why is the candle going very dark and sooty? Then second of all, why is it kind of hard to see or breathe in a room? And it's actually quite toxic. There's great Irish companies doing natural and soy candles. So Field Day are absolutely amazing. The Handmade Soap Company do them. There's tons of them. So just check it, see if they're Irish and see if they're soy based.
Now, things that are not kind of goods, things that you can give, like a voucher. Have you any suggestions?
Yes. I think if you want to be more self-sufficient in 2026, one of the best gifts that you can give is for a place called Common Knowledge based in the Burn in County Clare. They are this incredible hub and they basically teach people to do everything, like from building your own house to building your own a dry stone wall to DIY. So you can get them a voucher. They can go down there. It's such a beautiful experience down there and you could go on a course and just learn how to be a little bit more self-sufficient.
And the website is ourcommonknowledge, all one word, .org. You can even build your own yurt.
I was about to say, ahead of festival season, if you're sick of paying extortionate prices, you could build your own yurt and bring it down to electric picnic next year.
Okay, support charities is another very sustainable thing to do.
Yeah, and there's really interesting and fun ways to do this. The NSPCA, which is a combination of the DSPCA and it's an animal charity, they've launched an online store and you can buy lots of things, Christmas cards, doggy treats, treats for the animals, and 100% of the proceeds go back into the amazing work they do in supporting animals. I want to give a big shout out to the Donkey Sanctuary from Mallow, where I grew up. They do amazing work in rescuing abandoned donkeys. They have a beautiful centre, actually, if you're looking for something to do over the festive break. But you can sponsor a donkey. So that might be a fun thing to give a child in your life. And then Home Tree are rebuilding our native forests. They work with farmers. They work with local communities. You can sponsor a tree. You can buy a tree. And you can even go and visit it. So that's a nice Christmas
present.
Very
good. Jo Lennon, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.